Hi guys. Welcome back. Why'd you look at me like that?
No, because I was just acknowledging that you said it right this time.
Oh my God, I'm all paranoid and shit. I'm like, I'm scared, guys.
I know, you did look at me a little fearful.
Well, because you looked at me as if like I did something wrong.
I mean, I do look at you a lot in this podcast.
Those daggers. Anyways, welcome back. We love that you're here again.
Yep. This is I'm in a mood today. I'm a little in a mood. Miranda.
So I'm going to pull the team here, guys. Yeah. I'm going to carry the team. My back is slightly hurting, but I think I got this.
Oh, you actually didn't tell me that. Are you okay?
Went way over your head.
I don't get it.
Anneli, carrying the team.
Oh, I was really worried about your back because your back does hurt you sometimes.
I know it really does, but that has nothing to do with what I was talking about.
Oh, I actually I thought you hadn't said anything and then you were like, oh yeah, like my back kind of hurts today. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so rude.
I'm like,
I didn't even ask you.
Adjusting in my seat. And
yeah,
shit.
I didn't even ask you. Fucking rude ass me.
No, but
well, how's your week been?
Today, it's been great. I've had a great week.
It's kind of weird. This week feels like it's later in the week, but it's literally Tuesday.
I know.
Like, it feels like a Thursday to me for some reason.
Well,
I don't know why.
My days get all, like, whatever the word is. I was going to say combozzled, but that's not a word.
Like, they all combine?
Combozzled in my head made sense. Just, they're all over the place because I don't have a set schedule. So, I don't work, like, a Monday through Friday kind of job. So, my Saturdays can feel like Tuesday sometimes and vice versa.
Well, I think that's probably why I felt like today's Thursday because like I don't feel like I had a weekend. Like I was like doing a ton of stuff this whole weekend, but like if you asked me, I couldn't tell you what I did this weekend. I actually don't remember.
I don't even remember what I did. Oh, I saw family. I hung out with family.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I love family.
I love family, says it with a straight face like there's a gun to your head. Just I love family.
I love my family.
Hi mom, hi dad.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, today I actually wanted to talk about
people have been asking
like from our last clip that we posted on Instagram about me getting banned on Hinge.
Yeah,
people are asking to know the tea and I feel like it's time to give them that.
It's selfish that I'm the only one that knows. Other than like
a handful
of friends.
I told Anneli after the episode and she was like, oh.
I was like, oh my God, you should have said this. And she's like, no, dude. I'm like, dude, you need to say it on the podcast. So here she is because a lot of people
here
been like,
I am exposing
what's
myself.
The story?
Okay, so basically.
Okay, wait, give them a fresher. So this is all connected to the story of the dude who fell asleep in the car on a first date with you. He literally was in the seat next to you. You were trying to get him away from you. You were scrolling on Instagram and he fully fell asleep talking to himself.
Yes. He was like, yeah. I was like,
yeah.
Just power off. I was like, boop, 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 boop. Oh my gosh. But no, it's not actually. We're segueing into this Hinge ban because in that episode I said that I got banned on Hinge because Anneli was like, oh, we should scroll through,
she
and I
met
was like,
this
I
man
can't.
On Hinge.
Yes,
that's the connection.
And so basically the reason I got banned is because I violated Hinge's terms,
allegedly
your violated
lawyer's daughter. Allegedly
Hinge's terms,
allegedly.
And I honestly don't know what the terms are, but
what are the terms?
What my guess is, because
I guess you can't violate them if you don't know them.
They don't give you, like, they don't say you're banned because XYZ reasons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, they
just
ban you,
banned.
And then you have no option to, like, I tried submitting a form. Yeah, like, it was like a quick appeal, and it was like, it asked me the stupidest things, but I was like, I don't even know what I did wrong, so I don't know. So
yeah, how am I supposed to speak to it?
But if I had to guess,
a reason.
Okay, so when I first started my business, I was very driven. I still am.
She was very hungry for business.
I was very driven. And so I had the genius idea.
One would say creative.
Genius. Mm. Genius. And then proven to be
illegal.
Illegal, just like
according to them,
according to Hinge's terms and conditions, it was unethical, I guess. But
rude, I mean, it's a
not
little
unethical,
sketchy.
Just like
okay, get to it,
whatever.
What'd you
so,
do?
On my Hinge profile, I had basically stated, because it tells you there's like different prompts you can select of what it is. That
sorry, I'm just now realizing how much dog hair is on me. So that's what I've been doing for the past like 5 minutes. Or not even. I'm literally just like, distracting. Wow. There's another one. There's another one. Okay, keep going.
Anyway, so I put on my profile that I'm looking for more. I literally said, it says what I'm looking for in the prompt, and I put more male clients. Looking back at it now, I realize it sounded.
They thought you were a sex worker.
Well, it definitely did not sound great.
Yeah, it sounded like you were a sex worker.
Because I also said I was an esthetician. And so, like, well, I said I was an esthetician. I wasn't, like, looking for more. I don't even know exactly how I said it. I said I do skincare or something, like, looking for more male clients. Okay.
She's like, I'm looking for more male clients. They're like, you do facials and you're looking for male clients.
Do you know how many messages I got of men saying nasty shit? Like,
you said you did facials and you were looking for men.
It connected the dots later when I was like, oh, this is definitely not like, yep. But the idea in my head was
innocent
until proven guilty. But also, not only that, I was like, these men want to take me out on a date. Prior to them taking me out on a date, they can come get a facial, pay me for the facial, and I like them enough, they can then take me out. It was like a filtering process for me. Sounds horrible.
Have you said this story to your mom before?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. So your mom's not going to hear this for the first time on the podcast.
No, she knows about this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, Mom.
Anyways, yeah, so I was like, oh, this is actually kind of cool, because like if the guys were like, honestly, I'd have an hour to talk to them while I was doing their facial, and
like look at their skin, see if they're
disgusting. Yeah, and like if a man's not into skincare, like I'm already not interested, so like
not a lot of men are into skincare, so you're really limiting your options
here. I know. Oh, that like really, I should add that to the game later. I'm gonna do a red flag, green flag with
another. I don't know what any of the things are, but
yeah, I that's a good one. Okay. But anyway, so I definitely need like a man to be like semi interested in skincare. So I was like, okay, let's see how this goes.
Well, they just have to be like hygienic. There were actually some men, because I feel like you are like you're a cleanly person. So like,
yeah, for sure.
Skincare, I feel like it's not like them, because I think also if they were too into skincare, you'd be like, ew.
There's limits. Yeah. For sure. Because if they were like using more expensive skincare products than me,
they're like, yeah, here's this serum, you want to try it? You're like, the fuck?
Where did you get that? Like, what? You're like, that's
who
weird.
Who cooked here?
Yeah, like, no, that's weird. So, yeah, so I just thought like, okay, well, there were a few men that were really nice. They came and got facials.
Okay, but didn't you get unbanned at one point?
No, I didn't get unbanned. Oh. I didn't get unbanned. I just created a fake profile.
Miranda!
Okay, so when I got banned, I was really upset. I was like, damn, like this is the best dating app, because all of the other ones, all the other dating apps, honestly, I don't like them. Bumble's weird. I don't want to be messaging the guy first.
Yeah, it's too much real.
That's super weird for me. And then I don't even know. Tinder, absolutely not.
Isn't that like literally what everyone uses to hook up?
It's more so known as like the low budget hookup app. Like,
got it. Low budget. Is there an expensive one?
I didn't mean low budget. I meant like low class.
Yeah. I get you.
And so I've never been on Tinder, honestly. Hinge was like the only one that like to me was like, and honestly, they all suck, but like that to me was like the least sucky.
Well, the people seemed a little bit more legitimate. Everyone else was just like, I just want to like bang.
Except for the sleeping bear. But yes.
Yeah, but you know what? He had narcolepsy or something. Who knows?
He should state that in his profile so I just know better.
Might fall asleep.
But yeah, so that's why I got banned. So they basically either I was just violating the terms of service because I was soliciting business, and that might just be against their terms of service.
Or they thought you were a sex worker.
I think they thought I was asking.
Miranda, I'm telling you right now that if I saw your profile and it said that you give facial or you like do facials.
I didn't say I do facials.
Okay, but what do you think you actually put
on there? I literally said esthetician. And I put, what are you looking for? And I put more male clients. That's literally what it said.
I get
that. It sounds really bad, but like I really meant it innocently. Because I was like not in the mindset of like dating. I was just like.
Too innocent. Too good for this world. She's too good for this world. I'm just looking for more business. Literally you all bright eyed and bushy tailed. And people are like, want this dick? And you're like, what?
I do have a good amount of male clients though. So it kind of worked.
Maybe it worked out.
Some of them. No, honestly, some of them came.
Wait, did they actually come from Hinge?
They came from Hinge and they came back from Hinge.
I'm so proud of you. That's it, you know, worked. What the ROI on that was, it
worked. It was free advertising. It worked.
That's probably why they were mad at you, actually.
That's what I'm saying. It's fucking, they said, free. No soliciting. So I think that's why I was like, damn, like,
that- is it solicitation if they're not mad at it?
I don't know, but these guys didn't care. They thought it was like, some of them low key were like, damn, that's smart.
It's not like they had no soliciting on their profiles. How was I supposed to know?
Yeah.
That's what my argument would have been.
I don't know. But anyway, so basically fast forward to like me getting banned and then me trying to like appeal, it didn't work. Then I also like created I created a fake phone number. All right. No, I tried to actually use, wait, this is a funny story actually. One time my mom was over at my house and I go, Mom, can I use your phone real quick? And I tried to download Hinge on her phone and used her phone number.
It sounds like you are an addict.
She literally should have stopped. She goes, Miranda, what if your dad sees it?
Like, wait, that's so true.
Dude, why would my mom be on Hinge? Like, he's not gonna trip over that. If it's, no. It's my profile on her phone. But I just tried.
He probably would have been down because he's like, now we can pick the people she's going with.
He's like fucking messaging down. For me.
Yeah,
like,
he's like left.
No,
left,
literally.
Left.
But it was so funny. She goes, what it's if like your dad sees nerd. It? And I was like, Mom, he's not gonna think it's you. Like, it was just so
she didn't
want
to risk it. She's been married for
too
long.
She's super loyal. But yeah, I was like, anyways, that didn't work. It didn't work. I thought it was the SIM card on the phone. It didn't work.
Oh, my God, dude.
And then, so what ended up happening.
At this point, it's not because you wanted to be on Hinge. It's because you wanted to, like, get him.
Yeah. I was like, screw you guys.
You wanted to stick it to him.
I totally get it. Bullshit.
It's not because you wanted to be on Hinge. It's because you wanted
you
to stick it to him.
You know what? I think they have to be strict because there are a lot of sex workers on Hinge. Like, I hear from the guy's end, the guys who have dated, like, they said that there's a lot of, like, of those profiles. Mm. So I think that's
a feet finder situation.
Yeah, no.
If you don't know what Feet Finder is,
like, they literally solicit illegitimate business. I was just soliciting legitimate business. I was like, I don't feel like there's anything
wrong with it.
It's
not soliciting, guys. I seriously own this business, and it's real, and it's good, and I can help you. And if we're not a good match, you'll have good skin.
So what ended up happening, I created a fake email. It was literally hingemiranda@gmail.com. Okay.
You idiot. You don't think they're fucking... Continue.
And it worked. I was able to get on with a fake email, fake phone number.
If I was the robot AI going through the emails, I'd be like, are you fucking, how stupid do you think I am? Numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You fucking idiot. You're so fucking stupid.
It worked for a few months. And then I got banned again. One day I just went on it and I was like, oh, it's gone. So mad, but now I'm over it. I just decided online dating is not for me.
Dating or Hinge?
Online dating. Yeah, no,
it's funny though because she pulled up Hinge to show me what it said and then it literally was like, you've been banned. And then she was like so annoyed, you could see the anger that she clearly had from when she literally had it. So she goes, you know what, fuck this, holds it down, deletes the app. She's like, fuck that. Because she's like, I can't even get into it. And I was like, yeah.
Literally, I was like, screw this shit. But I do want to just quickly talk about a story. Actually, let's play the game first. And then I'll tell you the story after.
Okay.
Okay. So.
I'm excited for this game.
This game is just red flag, green flag. Everybody should know kind of what that is. But
if you don't, it's basically, it's a thumbs up, thumbs down. To things like, is it a red flag for you, meaning absolutely no, you're taking note of it, or it's a green flag, like I like that about them, or I like that in general, like mm-hmm. It's one of those games.
Yeah, so I sometimes will ask Anelli like just dating advice or whatever, and then some of the stuff she tells me I'm like, I did not even think of it like that. But so anyway, so now
different,
I'm just curious. Okay, so red flag, green flag, the first one is if he calls you past 10 p.m
no, that's a red flag.
Completely.
100%. That's a booty, like, call. What?
No. Not like to come over or anything, but just like calls you.
No. You want to know why I don't like that? Is because you could have talked to me about things. Whatever you're going to talk to me about, you could have talked to me about before 10 p.m. At 10 p.m., you're not respecting my time. Also, I'm going to be honest, I'm not so innocent to think and like naive to be like, oh, something's not going to come up. Like, it's nighttime. You're sleepy. We're all adults here.
Okay.
I don't believe it.
So 10 p.m., no. But what if? So is there like a time frame where like you're dating and you're like, okay, now it's acceptable, or is like never, ever, unless you're married or like engaged?
I guess it does depend like where you are in the relationship, because like when Zach and I were dating long distance, we would talk really late for him because he was 3 hours ahead of me. So it was like my 7 p.m., his 10 p.m.
Okay.
So like that's fine. But that's like literally because that's the only time
that's
we could talk to each other.
Your early time. For him, it was late.
Right. But if he called me in his 10, my 10 p.m., I'd be like, why the fuck are you awake? Which we did have times where we talked that late. But we also like literally were dating. So it's
and
different.
And it was long distance.
If you're dating.
See, there's different factors.
If you're dating, I think it's fine. If you're not dating and you're just like, you're just getting to know each other, absolutely not. But if you're like in a relationship and you guys are like committed, like Zach and I literally like knew we were committed, then like that's fine.
Okay. Okay. Fair. Fair enough answer. I need like some, not just straight answers. I need like explanations.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I gave you something. Oh no.
I think this one's pretty obvious though, but doesn't pay on the first date.
Oh, I actually don't care about that.
What? That is such a red flag for me.
Okay, but hear me out.
What?
It depends on where someone's at. Zach always pays. So I'm not like outing Zach for something like, oh, I pay for everything because I don't. Zach, no matter how much money I think I make, Zach will always like try to pay the bill because he's very generous that way. And he's like, you know, he's like old school, I guess you could say.
Okay.
So I don't personally take it as like a huge red flag. It would just be something that I noticed. Like I wouldn't like let's say I was starting talking to a guy and then he didn't pay on the first date, like he split it or whatever, like he didn't like rush to pay it or something, I would just take note of it and be like,
but you would go out with him again?
I wouldn't judge him on it because I also don't know, like what if someone hadn't gotten paid yet? Like I don't know, maybe he's gotten screwed over before. Like I give people the benefit of the doubt. If he did it like every time
asking you out and he's not paying, that's weird. To me, that's weird.
Yeah, no, I get you, but I'm just saying, like, I would, it's not like I would be, like, green flag on it.
I am shocked that this, I'm actually glad I brought this one up because I thought it was going to be an obvious no.
No, because I wouldn't immediately nix it, but I also would, if he asked me out and he didn't pay, I would be like, okay, that's weird.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't go out with him again.
Yeah, no, but I'm not, like, if I really liked him, I might give him the benefit of the doubt. You know what I mean? I also said benefit of the doubt.
Benefit of the doubt. Really?
I wouldn't like it, but I'm also not
like would you call him out? I've done that before, but I'm also very blunt.
No, so. I wouldn't. But also I think it's different because like me and Zach, we're obviously in a relationship. Sometimes I will pay, he will pay, I will pay, he will pay type of thing. But he usually will always pay. But then like an example, we like went and got pizza. It's like so stupid and insignificant. And so I was like, no, like I'll pay. And he was like, oh, I need to find my wallet.
Look, that's different. In a relationship, I think it's okay to
first
contribute.
Date though. Like
but I'm talking first date. He asks you out. He puts you on his schedule. You block off time for him. You get ready. You get dressed. You drive all the way over to the restaurant or wherever you guys are meeting.
Yeah.
And he's like, do you want to split the bill? I would look at him and be like, I'll just get it and walk out.
I don't think that matters as much to me.
What?
I don't think it matters as much
to me. You're crazy. I would never.
Well.
First dates are first impressions.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I would take note of it, but I wouldn't like judge a person just on that because I don't know what situation they're in. Maybe they really like me, but they had like, I don't know, maybe their dog got fucking hospitalized and they can't fucking do it. Mind you, he shouldn't be asking you out if that
exactly.
happened.
Exactly.
But I'm just saying I give people the benefit of the doubt.
Okay, moving on.
That's my answer. There's a dog here.
What about, can you just relax? You have such ADHD. Okay. Here's an interesting one because I think we also disagree on this one. Text you all day.
It depends. If it's like, hey, what are you doing? Hey, what are you doing?
Oh,
hey, what are you doing?
Oh my God.
Goodbye. 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 Goodbye.
I would die.
But if it's like thinking of you or I saw this and it's funny, like, sends a picture of a funny thing.
That's a good point. You know what?
If it's like you're driving and they see a funny license plate, because I do that a lot where like my sister, Lissandra, Anthony, and Zach and I have a group chat. And if I see like a funny, stupid license plate or like someone like literally driving on a moped, I'll send it to them because like it's just funny.
Yeah.
And I don't say anything. It's just I send it to them because that made me think of them. So that's what I'll do. But like if literally you're texting me like, where are you? What are you doing? Who are you with? Where are you going? Have you eaten? Did you do that? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like literally – get off of my dick.
I know people who are like that.
That's a no.
Like in
relationships. That's such a red flag to me.
I would literally block them.
I'm sorry.
I'm
telling you
like
right now, that is not healthy.
Limits,
that's codependency.
Dude.
You need
limits.
To chill.
No, I get bothered. Like, I'm like, don't check in with me like that. Like,
it's kind of annoying.
I think what you're saying is true. Like, I think it's cute if they send you a picture throughout their day.
Yeah,
like
if you're just
you.
Like, yeah,
like,
or it's
just
a,
like
something nice.
Like something that I don't also like if they if I don't get back to them right away, it's like not a big deal. Like some people are like, oh no, like you didn't text me back. It's like, dude, I've been busy.
Girl, do you know I have a job? And like
talking in your mic.
Girl, do you know I have a job?
Your mouth is here, Anneli.
No, but honestly, like I have a job, I have a life, like I'm busy. Yeah. I'm booked and busy, bitch.
No, literally, I just hate that shit. I'm like, don't.
Also, I don't expect that from other people, so that's why I'm like that. But like, if someone was like that with
except me, except when
just...
you're trying to think of a title for the podcast. Hello, hello, where are you, Miranda? Okay, I've been texting you.
Actually, the only person I'm like that with is like, I guess it's true. If I want something from you, I don't give a fuck. I will blow you up.
Yeah, you will. You will.
Red flag.
She's for sure. We should have a flag. I wish we had one.
That'd be
no,
funny.
But for sure.
All right, like, what's your next
okay,
one?
Okay, next one is
when they don't fix your lipstick.
What if okay, if you don't answer, this kind of goes on the same thing, if you don't answer their call and they call you back to back like multiple times.
Okay, so actually I'm that person because my mom doesn't answer her phone ever, so I'll call her like 3 times back to back so she'll answer.
Is it an emergency?
It's usually like I don't call my mom unless I need something. And my sisters and I all do it because like that's literally how you have to get a hold of her.
Oh, so it's like a
thing.
That's a pattern.
Yes. Like my mom does not answer her phone.
But like what if it's not
your
mom? What if it's someone else? Like what if you're dating someone and they call you?
Okay, perfect example. Hemi also never picks up her phone when you call her. The most annoying thing in the world. Hemi, this is literally a dig and you're going to have to get over it because it drives me crazy and I've told you. It is so easy. Like I am someone, no matter what I'm doing, unless I'm in a meeting, I will pick up the phone and be like, hey, I can't talk right now. Because to me, that's acknowledgement. And that's very important to me.
Oh, shit.
So I will pick up the phone. Like, remember,
you
I was
do that with me.
I was on a walk.
I'm not like that at all.
I was on a walk with Zach. Uh-huh. And we were doing like a little mental health walk. It was just us. And my mom had called me. And I picked up and I was like, hey, are you okay? And she was like, yeah. And then she started talking to me about something. I was like, mom, I love you. I'm not going to talk to you about this right now. I'm on a walk with Zach. I'll call you back later. Mm-hmm. And then I never ended up calling her back. And she texted me and she's like, you never called me. So, and I'm like, oh,
that's
God.
Probably
okay,
why
whatever.
She doesn't answer when you call
you
her.
You did the same thing. And so I said the same thing to you. But I said, hey, it was later in the walk. So I was a little bit more lenient. I saw you calling. And then I was like, no, just she might need something. And I always wonder if it's a podcast or whatever. So I'm like, okay, I'll call her. Like, I'll answer.
Yeah.
So I picked up and I said, yeah, like, hey, is this super important? How long will it take? Is
I
basically
usually
what
ask,
I ask
are
you
busy right away?
Right.
I do, yeah.
And so I will take the call. And I told you, I talked to you for like 2 minutes. And then I was like, hey,
I'll call you later.
I'll call you later. Like, I can't talk
totally
more
fine.
About this.
Totally fine.
It takes 2 fucking seconds to pick up the phone. I don't give a shit what you're doing. It's so easy unless you are in a meeting
to
pick up and be like, hey, I can't talk right
but
now.
But we got,
if
no,
you're with a client,
listen, but we
you
got
can't
a little,
talk right
no,
now.
I can't, but we got a little sidetracked right now because I asked if it's a red flag or green flag if a guy does that to you, if he calls you back to back and you don't answer.
So segue to what we were saying then. Yes, it is a red flag because you don't need to call me 6 times because I'm going to pick up. If
no,
I don't
but
pick
I'm
up,
I'm not picking up. I'm busy.
Exactly. If you're busy and you keep calling me, that's psychotic.
That's what I'm saying.
Because usually you'll pick up if,
like, excuse me.
You're good. Do you need water?
Unless, yes, have 1 second.
Well, because Miranda will also pick up if I call her if I need something. Like, because usually I'll text her and
unless
then I'll just
I
be,
absolutely can't talk.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the only way.
Which then I respect that, like, you are the person that
and
you
I'll
will
usually
take the
text
time.
You. Sometimes I'll be like, hey, what's up? Like, I can't talk.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or if I have to ignore your
to
call.
To me, it's
or
a red
whatever.
Flag. I think that's a red flag.
To multiple calls?
Yeah, I think it's a little psychotic.
So it is, unless it's an emergency. That
well,
is
yeah.
the only exception.
But then usually if it's an
but
emergency.
But people define emergencies differently.
Well, if
like
it's
you're
an emergency.
Like, I need to think of a podcast name. Emergency, emergency.
I'm going to turn your fucking mic off. No, but I will text someone and be like, pick up. If it's urgent.
True. You can always text.
Like with my sisters, if it's urgent or whatever, like I'll literally text and be like, answer the phone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or I'll be like, it's about mom.
But Anneli, sometimes it's not urgent. You're like, call me.
You do the same thing to me.
I know.
You literally
I think it just depends on the person.
Randomly in the day, hey, can you FaceTime? I'm like, bitch, I'm at work. What the fuck? I'm like, I'll call you on my lunch.
I don't have a job. I'm just like leisurely during my day.
You do have a job. You just run your own job.
I know. It's different though.
No, but oh my God.
Like,
look at all these hairs.
You're like, Miranda, it's 11 a.m. I can't talk.
No, 11 is fine. That's like my lunch. I'll usually just be like, Miranda, I'll call you on my lunch. And then I FaceTime her and I'm just like,
No, but I also think that that's a red flag.
It's
I think,
psychotic. Yeah, that's literally, no, I think that's, it's there's like, no boundaries.
Yes.
That's the thing. I think it's boundaries. Yeah. You need to respect someone's space and their time. And if they are the type of person that they're lenient with it, like you or me, where we're like, hey, like I can multitask. I'm totally fine with it. I'll pick up the phone. Also, I'm giving away that I'm such a fucking millennial because I'm saying phone.
Why? How do they do
it? Gen Z does this with a phone.
Shut up.
You know when you okay, so there's this thing and it's like a trend and it's like, oh, like what do you do when you pick up the phone? And they and like all the people, all the millennials will go like this, or like anyone
yeah,
older.
That's normal.
Gen Z's will literally just
stop.
I swear
they
to
go
God,
like this.
I swear
who
to
holds
God,
their phone like this.
I'm sure it's just because you can't. I mean, I don't know how you fucking mimic it like this.
Like I hold my phone.
I guess, but they'll do like that.
That is weird.
This is a phone to me. Like, you hang up the phone.
Yeah.
How do you hang up a phone?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do they go?
No, they just go.
Oh, wow. Isn't even though crazy? I've had an iPhone for years, I would still do
no,
this.
No, because this is a phone.
Exactly. That's weird. That's weird.
Okay. Anyways, what I was saying.
Your millennial is showing. But yeah.
But what I was saying is, if it's urgent, it's an emergency, I will pick up.
Okay.
I think it's too much.
Yeah.
I agree. Red flag.
I agree.
These are all red flags.
No. One of them was green.
It was a sort
or
of.
Or yellow. Okay. What about.
She's all shit.
Do I have another one? Oh, yeah. These are all red flags. My bad. One of them was yellow, which I was shocked by. What about if you're dating someone very early stages and they're like still seeing other people?
Okay, Bella, are you dating or are you like seeing each other? Like, give me a timeline here. Are we like 6 weeks in?
I didn't think that far into it. I'm just thinking like early. Okay, let's just say 6 weeks.
I don't think it's a bad thing because I think, and my mom always, it's my mom in me that like, I can hear it in my brain, but she's like, you don't like touching my knee?
No, I'm just, my back is hurting. I'm adjusting.
From carrying the team. No, but my mom always used to say there's like nothing wrong with dating. You're dating.
Yeah.
You're not in a relationship. Like, to me, that's a stage before. So you can date people and not be in a relationship with them.
Okay.
So to me.
I agree.
I don't think that that's a bad thing. Like, I think that's.
So that's a green flag.
Yeah. I don't care. Because if we're both trying to find what's the right fit for us, like, why would I shame you for that? Unless one of us, like, caught feelings. And then I've obviously been in that situation where it's like, you're talking to someone, you're dating, whatever. And you're like, hey. If you like, this is kind of loose, but like, if you start seeing someone, you like somebody, you know, you start sleeping with someone, like, just let me know because that's a boundary that I don't want. Like,
right.
I don't
want that.
You
communicate your needs, yeah.
That's before a relationship situation. If we're in a relationship, that's not even a fucking question.
Yeah.
But like, that's a just, hey, be courteous, let me know, you know.
Yeah. No,
I don't want to be macking a million people. So.
I agree. But there are some people who like won't even talk to a guy if he's talking to other girls. Like, I've heard stories of,
okay,
like,
but how do you think people meet?
I just feel like that's unrealistic.
That's exactly. Like how do you think people meet?
No, yeah. Like, early stages, like, how are you going to give him a chance to get to know you? Like, you can't look or talk to anyone else.
I feel
like
the
so
people
weird.
Who have that opinion have just been talking to, like, fuckboys.
Mm.
Because how do you, like, if you've never been with someone who, like, is like that and then changes for you, maybe that's why they feel that way. They've never been with someone who's like they changed.
Or they're just extremely like
insecure.
I wasn't gonna say that, but
ouch, sorry, I'll say it.
I don't know if it's that or if it's more so they just like they'd rather not deal with it. Like they'd rather, because for me honestly, if a
that's
guy
fine.
If a actually I feel the opposite. If a guy is talking to only me,
that's because you're psychotic. We're not even getting.
I'm like,
get
what is
your...
wrong with you? Why does no one else want to talk to you?
Well, that's a good point. But if it's like the first, maybe he like just got out of a relationship or something. But then for you, that would still be a red flag because you're going to be like, he just got out of a relationship.
Everything to me is a red
Literally,
flag.
Literally, Miranda's like, relationships, red flag. Men, red flag.
Literally. Women, red flag.
Human beings, red flag.
I'm like, give me a robot at this point. AI.
ChatGPT.
Oh
hey, baby
God.
Girl.
No. Okay, I'm not that bad, but.
Oh my God, little Roka.
His little paw prints.
I'm dead. He's looking back at it.
Look
Aww,
at him.
I wish you guys could see it.
Oh, he's so cute. Oh, are you going to
Are
come?
You hearing
come
us?
Oh, anyway, so that's it for the red flag, green flag, dating
so
edition.
So basically the gist is, I'm more lenient on things that you would be strict on, and I'm more strict on things you would be lenient on, which makes sense, actually.
Why
we
you're
do,
in a relationship and I'm not?
No, because we do have, like, opposing personalities at times. But also have, like, very, very similar. I think you know what it is? I think we have very similar values. And so, why are you hesitating?
No, I'm not. I'm just thinking, like, as far as what do you mean by that?
Like, ourself, like, just the standards that we have, like, our
for
worth.
A relationship?
Well, no, just, like, in general.
Oh!
I feel like we align in life in things like that because we have, like, okay, like, I want this, I want that.
But I think our values in a relationship are different.
No, 100%, because we have different, like, love languages and everything. Yeah. But what I mean is, I think we value the same things in the sense of, like,
in life.
Yes.
Life.
Thank you. Yes.
Family.
Yes.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
Like, work. Like, no one's going to tell me not to have my fucking, like,
yeah,
no one's going to tell me my job isn't worth something. Yeah, like, it's my job.
I get it.
Like,
I get
we're
what
proud
saying.
Of that. And, like.
Yeah. But as far as relationships are concerned, we are definitely a lot different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally.
Like, my needs, my wants are, like, compared to yours.
100%.
Because I'll be, like, telling you a story and you're just, like, and I'm, like, and then you tell me your stories and I'm, like.
Well, we do have different
love
languages.
It would never work for me and it would never work for you, but that's why they're a relationship.
Maybe
like
next
that.
Episode, let's go into love languages because I feel like that's
oh, we could.
That's a good thing. Because the last time I did a Ronka.
I wonder if they can hear that.
His love languages, physical
His
touch.
Love languages, back scratches. Ronka, come here. I'll scratch you back. He's trying to scratch his back on the couch.
But I think it would be cool because I think the last time I did like a love language test, like Zach and I did it like for funsies.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like my first one was physical touch. And I highly doubt.
That's not yours. Is it actually?
I think it used to be. Yeah.
Dude,
physical touch
what?
Was super important.
Okay, we're going to go into this on another episode.
We're gonna do the test.
My top. Oh, we should just take it again.
That's what I'm saying. We're going to take the test
okay.
and then you read my results and I read your results.
Perfect. We're doing that. Shake on it. Okay, but.
We just high five.
Whatever. You know what I mean.
We're in cahoots.
Okay, but really quick, I also, speaking of the idea of dating, so I talk to my clients a lot about their dating life because. A lot of times in the treatment room, like, it just comes up. Like, it's a very common topic. Like,
it's
if my
just
clients
like
are single.
It's just, like, impossible not to. You're laying there vulnerable.
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah, my clients are single. I'm single. So they'll be like, oh, how's it going? So I have this one client that, like, every month she comes in, she, like, has a different story
Hell
for
yeah.
me, right? And so she's telling me this story one time about this guy.
She also said that we could talk about this on the podcast.
Yeah, she gave me permission.
She actually, like, recommended it.
She
so.
Was like, please talk about this story because it was so funny. So I'm giving her the facial. She's wearing an Apple Watch on her left hand, and I'm
it
giving
wasn't
her,
me.
I'm giving her the I'm giving her the facial, and I'm like doing the hand motions. And her watch was underneath the blanket, and so
people put their arms under the blanket.
Yeah,
am I the only one that puts my arms
no,
over?
No, some people are over too.
Okay,
some
I was
people
like,
get
wait,
hot,
what?
And then some people get cold, so they'll put the whole body like up. They'll literally, cover
I was
everything.
Just questioning my entire existence. I was like, oh my god, am I weird? Am I making her uncomfortable?
No, you can lay however the hell you want. You can lay upside down. I'll be like, I got you. But anyways, so she.
You know what I just thought of? You know what? those things that people in the 90s used to have or like the early 2000s where you like put your feet in, you lock your feet in and then it literally goes like this and you're upside down? That's what I was
people
thinking
still
of.
Have those. They feel so nice. They
Isn't
stretch
like
your back out.
No, it's not a Bowflex.
No, dude.
Whatever. Anyways, I was thinking of that.
Anyways, so she had her hand underneath the blanket.
The sheet, yeah.
And we're literally talking about this guy. She's telling me a story about this guy, about some like experience she had with him. And then we hear like this very faint, like, hello?
Wait, I forgot about this part. Wait, I forgot about this part.
We hear a hello and we literally, she like looks up at me and I look down at her and we like freeze. We didn't know what to do. We literally were like, we're going like this and she's you gotta hold my mic for a second. She's going like this, like slapping her watch because it wasn't fucking hanging up. Okay,
because when you slap it you can turn it
yes
you can hang up.
And like it was him calling, right? Or we don't know how he got on the phone. Like, we don't know if he called and she accidentally answered or whatever, but so she's
the
trying
universe,
to slap her wrist
universe.
She's slapping her wrist, okay? And I'm like panicked. I don't know what to do because it's not hanging up. I get up, I go to the bench where she has her phone, and I like hang up on him because she was like, go, go, go.
Miranda's just
she's like motioning to me to like go like turn off the phone. And then like we both like after the phone hangs up, it was like dead silence.
Yeah,
mom
just
we
like
were like, what the fuck just happened? So she checks her phone and she's like, how long was he listening?
Because it was about him, right?
Yes. Dude. Yes. And then it, like, apparently he was on the phone for like 30 seconds or something. Enough. Like, that's enough, enough time.
We that were, is like, incriminating.
We were like, what the hell did we talk about? Like, we were like, oh my God.
10
but also,
seconds with a girlfriend also, is incriminating.
Her hand was under the blanket. So we're thinking like it was muffled and he couldn't really hear.
He probably was like.
No, and the funniest part is, like, we talked about it after, and we were like, wait, why did we freak out? Why didn't you just be like, oh, I'm sorry, I accidentally answered, I'm in a facial, I'll call
you guys
later.
Were guilty.
That's true, because we were talking
you
shit.
You two bitches were like, yeah, and then he's fucking stupid, and his fucking dick is tiny.
We didn't know how long he had been listening, so we literally went blank, and we were like, what do we do?
The
do
shame. Do? The shame dude. That washed over
and
Nelly, you.
It was so bad. And then basically she tells me later, like, she called him back when she left and she said he didn't hear anything. He just heard like muffled sound.
He's not gonna tell you even if he heard something.
But he's still talking to her.
That
so
man would
like,
take that to the grave.
Dude, I know, but that shit was
there's
so
no way even if
funny.
Even if he heard, he would have just been like, no, I didn't hear anything.
He didn't. There's
it's so
no way.
Uncool to be like, yeah, I heard what you said. Like, that's such true. A girl move, you know, to be like
he's
bitchy.
Just playing it cool.
Yeah, so he's like, no, oh, no. I didn't hear anything. He's over there crying.
So she wasn't no. saying anything bad, though. It was just, that's the thing. And that's why we were like, why did we freak out? Because she wasn't like saying anything bad. She was just talking.
You also, you told
me. We didn't
me
know
you
how
didn't
long.
Well, you didn't remember what he heard. So you were like,
that's
fuck.
True. We were like thinking like, oh my God, like, it's what just, did we it's say? Just a weird concept or idea to think like someone had been listening on the conversation when
oh my
you
God.
Didn't want them there.
Well, it's also just so funny because it's not like you like have the most private. No one can hear, like, in the studios, you can hear other people talking.
Well, no, but not only that, sometimes, look, the stories are pretty damn intimate. Like, I hear a lot of my clients is, like, deep stories.
And people are
and
just
so,
airing that shit
yeah,
out.
First time they come in, they're like, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, exactly. Well, I know everything about your life now, and I love it. But I don't mind it at all. I don't mind it at all. I'm like, more content. No, I'm
literally,
kidding. No, but, like,
just...
no, but, like, it's just... It's insane. Like, it was just, it was so funny.
That is just such a funny moment because, like, those are things you don't expect to happen. And then when it happens, you're like,
so now I tell all my clients, take your Apple Watch off.
We leave mine on, but, like, Zach's not going to hear anything no. bad. Zach's literally going to be, like, unfazed by us at this point. So,
that shit answered for itself. Like,
it has a mind of its own.
God was like, he's going to hear this shit.
He was trying to get him out. He was trying to, red flag.
Red flag, red flag.
Red flag!
Oh my gosh. But anyway. So you want us, let's tell everybody what's our thoughts for thoughts today.
Oh yeah. Okay, so our thoughts for thoughts is how do you like to watch movies? And what I mean by this is Miranda says I'm bougie. You're going to watch the fucking box office newest one, right? You're like mm-hmm. Dune 2.
In the theaters.
Yes, in theaters, okay. Whatever, right? Or let's just say a movie comes out, like Dune 2 comes out, okay? How would you like to watch it? Are you a recliner girly? Are you a, like, I'll watch it however. I'll get, like, a stadium seating. Like, I'm going to wait till it's, at like, at home.
That's me.
What do you like to do?
I love home movies.
Okay. I have to watch a movie in a recliner. Like, I am a recliner RPX IMAX girly.
Do you not like
girly.
Home movies or do you?
I would prefer, like, a Dune type of movie. Like, I want the, like, 4D sound experience.
Oh,
I don't want the visual 4D experience, but it is really, I'm also a sucker for nachos and a slushie.
See, I
and
am
I
not,
love
I mean, I'm not
popcorn.
Not that I don't like the movies. Like, I like the movies, but I am not like the type of person who needs to like watch in the middle, like when it's new. And like, I actually prefer to be on my couch with a blanket and like my own snacks and I can pause it if
no,
I
no,
need
no.
to.
No, no, no. I do. There are movies that I prefer that, but like a brand new movie that like everyone's talking about on social media, mm-hmm. like I want to go watch it.
Can't be me.
Okay, actually, this is probably a good one then. Regal has this pass that you can pay for a monthly subscription, and then you can like go watch however many movies you want because you pay like $30 a month, and then you get like free movie tickets. Basically, you can literally watch as many movies as you want.
A month?
I think it's like $30 or something.
Oh, okay.
Zach and I both have it, and then like for Dune, I think we only had to pay like $2 to see it because it's like for like the you know
certain
the
movies.
Big ones. Okay. Yeah, you pay like a little surge mm-hmm. or whatever. I'm
the
so down.
Surge.
Yeah.
Like the priority Instacart orders.
Literally, bro, me every time. Priority.
$1.99.
But I do like the recliner. Like, I will not watch a movie. I'm not in a fucking recliner because I want the, I'm in a couch. I'm comfortable.
I prefer that. But it's not that I'm not going to go to another movie
if
theater.
A movie wasn't in a recliner, I'm not watching it. Like, you're, I will, like, not
going.
No, because I,
but, like, you could just put your feet up.
But no, 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 Miranda, no.
I am not that picky. Miranda, I also wouldn't go to the movie though.
Just, can we just talk about your dog? Just
wait till this gets off. Yeah, I know, he's so cute.
No, but
I'm,
see,
like, I'll just wait for this to go.
See,
like,
but if it's only stadium seating, I will just wait till it's at home. I will pay for it at my house.
Is that what it's called, stadium seating?
The stadium seating is, like, the old school, like, type of seat.
Oh, like the really uncomfortable.
Where, like, literally, it's just, like, the red chairs.
Yeah, see, I would also. Okay, then you know what? I kind of agree with you on this.
You know what? You need to go to the VIP experience. It's literally.
I've been. I like them.
But you literally, there's only, like, 200 seats. It's, like, nice. Oh, sorry. I changed my position. And so I think that it's just a way better way to watch the movies. And then I just like the sound systems. Like, I'm really big on sound systems. Like, I honestly don't know why I even thought you would have a similar experience to me, because you literally don't even have a sound bar in your house. So.
Really?
Yep. Anyways, we, like I said, we were just going to keep talking.
I know. Shut the fuck up. Well.
That's our episode for this
week.
Thank
you guys.
If you are listening on a podcast platform, definitely remember to rate us. If it's 5 stars.
Subscribe. Ellie. Like,
yeah. That's for a YouTube video. I'm talking about the podcast platforms.
Well, they can still follow on the podcast platform.
Yes, you're right.
Follow, like, subscribe, comment, like. Did I say that already?
And if you're rating 5 stars, that's all we want. We don't want anything but 5 stars. And we post every Thursday. And I'm traveling again, so hopefully I'll get some Jenna and Lucas, aka his name was actually Logan, but I fucked it up the whole time, so whatever.
He'll never find us now.
Yeah, except I posted his face. But I hopefully will have good stories, because it's across the freaking U.S. I'm going to Vermont, and so there's definitely be some loonies on those flights.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
So I'll, all right, guys, keep you tuned.
We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye. Bye.